If you've ever spent time in Atlanta when the weather's warm, you've probably seen the iconic rainbow umbrellas on the King of Pop's pushcarts. Just last week, the artisanal popsicle company celebrated its 10th anniversary. GPB's Sophia Salaby caught up with one of the founders to see how their business is faring during the coronavirus pandemic.
It's nearly impossible to sell popsicles while people are quarantined.
It's been really challenging just because everything that you worked so hard to do and set up is kind of irrelevant. So we sell popsicles out of push carts at large events is the core of our business. And those large events just don't exist.
That's Stephen Kars, a co-founder of King of Pops. He says the company has taken a huge financial hit.
Instead of being a $10 million company, we're fighting to be a $3 or $4 million company.
As a result, he's also had to lay off more than half of his employees.
The first Saturday when it was 75 degrees out and perfectly sunny spring day, and I look around and I see our 50 push carts sitting with pollen gathered on them. I don't know if the heartbreaking is the right word.
Meanwhile, the company is trying to make up for some of the losses by doing a lot more deliveries. They've also started a new company, partnering with other local Southern businesses to get their products to people's homes. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.